Ellie Lax is a lifelong lover of animals. She founded the Gentle Barn Foundation a decade ago. The organization has given a permanent home to over 14 species of animals it rescued from abuse or neglect. After rehabilitating the animals, the Gentle Barn brings them together with troubled teenagers and disabled adults for therapy.
And I've been here for a while.
Anna Goldbach is one of the disabled adults who comes to the Gentle Barn once a week as part of an informal 10-month therapeutic program. Grooming and caring for the animals is said to help people like her overcome their own challenges. Often the animals undergo months of special care before they can work with people.
This place doesn't work by just hugging cute animals. It's the at-risk kids that have been through abuse and neglect and hardship and being misunderstood. When they come face to face with an animal that has the exact same story, that's the healing element. That's where a kid goes, wow, I'm not alone. There's someone else that shares my story. And if this animal can overcome and is safe here, then I can overcome and be safe in the world. So it's the stories that are healing.
Lax says her volunteers help educate the public about abused animals, among other tasks.
And they do so many things. We really count on them for so much. Like I said, all the horses are groomed at 10 o'clock every day, so we've got volunteers that come and groom the horses. We have volunteers that come and take the animals for walks and to eat grass. When we have a special rescue where the animal needs supervision or company, we have volunteers that come and supervise that animal, sometimes round the clock, all through the night.
Retiree Janet Becht began volunteering at the Gentle Barn last April and has been coming back ever since.
It was my birthday, and I said, I'm going to do something special on my birthday. I'm finally going to go. And I didn't even know where it was. It's 4 miles from my house. So it was very close, and I don't know. I just never saw anything like this and fell in love with the horses. They scare me, but they did. They don't scare me so much anymore.
Volunteers also help with the upkeep of the Gentle Barn, which is funded by donations. Ellie Lax says she hopes to start Gentle Barns across the United States so everyone can interact with animals and experience the healing.
Did you roll in the dirt?
Rachel Abrams for VOA News, Santa Clarita, California.